We continue our series on next week's opening of the Horseshoe Casino, talking about parking. The casino is expected to attract millions of visitors each year, and the majority of them will be driving.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio.
So where will all the cars go? Many will park in the new 2,500-space parking structure attached to the casino. Jennifer Kolzicki is with Rock Gaming, which owns Horseshoe.
Any guest that comes to the casino to game or to dine in a restaurant or to make a purchase in a retail shop will receive free parking. The only time we'll charge for parking is for those visitors who are not interacting with the casino or a restaurant or retail shop, and we will be doing a daily maximum rate or an hourly rate beginning at $1 for the first hour. That's during weekdays, and the daily max would be $14.
But depending on when you want to park, you might not have to pay a dime, even if you don't ever open the casino door.
Yes, anyone is welcome to park in the parking structure. We offer free night and weekend parking for anyone and everyone that would like to park there, whether they're coming to the casino or not.
The Horseshoe Casino, which is located on Reading Road, is across the street from Pendleton and within walking distance of Over the Rhine. David White is Community Council President in Pendleton. He's also a member of the Casino Neighborhoods Working Group. He says the city has already taken some action to help ward off parkers who don't live in Pendleton.
In a portion of the neighborhood, there's a parking permit, and so it's only available for residents who live in the neighborhood. And it runs from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekdays. It's not valid during the weekday evenings or weekends. And that has helped alleviate parking for the residents who are having the most issues.
White says he's also been told the city will work with the neighborhoods to address any issues that arise.
We just hope that we've got an avenue to speak with the city, with the police, with parking, with the casino, everyone, to make sure that, you know, if issues do arise, we'll address those as quickly as possible.
While many actions have already been put in place to keep traffic and parking problems to a minimum, President of the Over the Rhine Community Council, Peter Hames, says there are still likely to be some problems when the casino opens next week.
You know, it'll take a while before the regular gamblers, the regular visitors, can find their way quickly there. So I think there'll be that kind of experience where people will not know exactly where they're going or exactly how to get where they're going.
Hames is also concerned about traffic congestion.
So there will be more cars, more people coming through who will be looking for parking spots. So I think that tension, that congestion is going to be created. But, you know, the busier, the better. The busier, the safer it is.
On-street pedestrian traffic is what we want.
Pendleton's David White.
Supporting our local businesses and other local restaurants and bars and that. Those are the entities that we support as current residents, and we would love to have more support for those entities, you know, from the new visitors that are coming into our neighborhood.
They don't have long to wait. Visitors can start lining up for the grand opening of the casino at 6 o'clock next Monday night, if today's controlled demonstration goes well. You can read all the fine print about parking at our website, wvxu.org.